little bit unclear what exactly has happened, but basically it seems that a ransomware attack is affecting this IT tool that's used by many different companies to kind of manage their networks. And it's getting in through these IT firms that they work with and then locking down systems within hundreds of companies. That's what we're seeing from researchers so far.
What's the name of the company that offers up this tool, and what could potentially happen? Could hackers access these other companies with this tool itself?
Yeah, so the tool is made by Kaseya, and the tool itself is called VSA. It manages companies' IT. And the concern is that if hackers can get in through this tool and then crawl their way into the company's other systems and lock those down, that could be really widespread. Right now, it's unclear how far the attackers have gotten. We just know that we're hearing from researchers that they've hit 8 of these companies that kind of manage IT for other firms. And then researchers are saying they've seen hundreds of companies so far have some of their systems start to get locked down.
Now, what are they telling the affected companies to do?
They want the affected companies to turn off their servers that run this VSA tool. So Kaseya came out and said, you know, if you have a VSA server, shut it off now, because one of the first things these attackers can do is lock out the admin. So if you're still able to get in, shut it down.
So could it potentially be a ransomware on top of a ransomware attack if it kind of domino effects?
It could be. And so far, we're seeing that there's two different types of ransom notes that are being sent out. They're asking smaller companies to pay $50,000 and larger companies to pay $5 million. Although I will note that the website where they are directing victims to pay appears to be down.
And lastly, is the federal government involved? They have been in the past. They've had advice for companies on what to do if they are a victim of a ransomware attack. So what are they doing right now?
Yeah, so far, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has come out, and they're urging companies to follow that advice to shut down the servers. And they said they're taking action to understand what's going on.
And another follow-up question. We do know the name of the potential ransomware hacker. It's somebody that attacked a JBS, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Researchers believe that Reevil is the name of the group, or it's sometimes said R-Evil could be behind this attack. That's the same group thought to be based in Russia that attacked JBS Foods, the meat supplier, just a few weeks ago.